on Noah, follows through. With regard to Noah, so the question was that with regard to Arias, with regard to Arias, I don't mean Isuri Arias, I mean with regard to the sexual enjoyment, okay? So Levi raised the question. He says it would seem that Chazal never endorsed this Hanah. Okay? Who raised the question?
Levi
raised the question, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, so on the surface they say, where do you see not? You know, where do you see that, where do you see not? You see, the halacha says that bia a person should have on Shabbos. Okay, because of onig. So where do you see not? But actually, he's right. He's right. In Chazal we find that Chazal engaged in Hanah, like the Gemara Bracha says, they ate the Peres Genusa, and they ate so much of the Peres Genusa until one person's head got slippery, another person's face got oily. The Gemara in Brachas over there. So, which Peres? The seventh Peres? Sixth Peres? I don't remember. But anyways, okay. But yeah, but the Gemara says that they enjoyed the Peres Genusa, and there's nothing wrong. What are you even talking about? They indulged in that enjoyment, so there's no issue to enjoy life. I mean, Chazal didn't answer this. Same thing you find with regard to yayin. So the Gemara says the yayin's good, but it depends on the quantity. A little bit is okay, but the person. He drinks too much, so then it ruins his ruins his life. So, but Chazal, I mean, psukim, yayin samach levav enosh, psukim. So we hold that enjoyment is something which is enjoyment is dalahet is mutter. We're not against a person enjoying life. On the contrary, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, Chazal.
It's bad to
deprive
yourself
of enjoyment. Yeah, correct. Yeah, the Yashalmi says, famous Yashalmi, Mesil Sham quotes it, that if a person abstains from enjoyment, so he's Asilut Nasadin. God will save him. I made these beautiful Paris, and you didn't enjoy it. So Asilut Nasadin. Okay, so that's Mesil Sham asks the question. He says, but on the other hand, it says, Kadesh Asma Chava Mutawach. He should refrain from enjoyment. So he answers, Mesil Sham answers, He says the answer is it depends. If the enjoyment is a means for the person to be in a proper psychological framework, it helps him, relaxes him, so then it's okay. But if it's for its own sake, so then he's on the contrary, it takes him away from his purpose in life. So then it's kadosh asma chala mutalach. That's the appropriate statement. But a person to deprive himself for the sake of depriving himself is an issa midaraisa. That's the parsha of Nazir. The wise bring a carbon because shechot al nefesh. What did he do? 30 days he didn't drink wine. All right, so this sounds like a terrible thing. No. He says chayav achatas for that because he took away the enjoyment of yayin. So you see that yahadis doesn't hold. It's not an ascetic. Not an ascetic religion. We try to that there's a value in depriving ourselves. Okay, that's all. Devarazor have these kind of things because they enjoy the depriving itself becomes a religious kind of a religious kind of activity of an objective that just the depriving itself is considered good. That's why pain in Christianity, pain is considered good and pleasure is considered bad. That's what I mentioned one time. That's why their concept of a world to come, I mean, after death, whatever, is that the bad is physical pain, but the good is not physical pleasure. The good is some other kind of ethereal pleasure in their minds. The reason is because pain is something, physical pain they recognize as a good, but physical pleasure they don't recognize as a good. There's something bad about that, so therefore they can't depict their next world as being... as having physical pleasure, okay? Because they consider physical pleasure to be an evil, you see? Psychologically. That's a religious kind of a notion. It's a religious notion. So it's a contradiction, really, because if there could be a physical pain in the next world, so why can't there be a physical pleasure? It's a contradiction. No, pain they accept because this is something which is in agreement with their emotions. Pain is something which is bad. All right? It's bad. So the person was bad, he'll suffer bad. But a person was good, they can't say he's going to suffer, he's going to have a physical good, because that to them is not considered good. All right? That's considered bad. All right? The Muslims don't have that problem. The Muslims, they have, they're always consistent. Okay, they have the bad is physical and the good is physical. Okay, the rivers with wine and the women and that's their good. That's their idea of an olam haba. Okay, they're more consistent, but the Christian mind is more pagan. The more pagan is that that there's something bad about the pleasure. All the pagans are bad about pleasure. Okay. So the pagan, I mean, ethnicity, the pagan mind is really, is not like people think. The pagan mind is really anti-pleasure, very painful kind of a thing. I mean, you even see like the Indians, the American Indians. So they had the famous Sundance. They take skewers and put it into their flesh and pull their flesh out. I mean, horrible, torturous things. This was, the Avodah Zarah time of Avraham Avinu, was no picnic. I mean, it was a very painful thing. It's very painful. They enjoy the pain. I mean, there's a pasuk in the Navi that says that that's one of the attractions of Avodah Zarah, actually. Yeah, it's a pasuk in Hosea where it says, Oshik Ephraim rotzutz mishpot ki hoel holach achrei tzav. Hoel holach achrei tzav. He went, that's a gemara one there, vayetzav is Avodah Zarah. He went after tzav. What is tzav? Tzav is a command. So what's so bad? He went after command. The reason is what the pasuk in Hosea is telling us is one of the attractions of Avodah Zarah is to have commands, to have restrictions. That's an attraction of Avodah Zarah. That itself is an attraction of Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah mentality likes pain and denies pleasure. It's not just they have pleasure too, but it's distorted. It's a distorted mind. Yetoshea hey pasuk yud aleph. Hoel holach achrei tzav. Gemara says, what is tzav? Tzav is Avodah Zarah. Okay. You say it in one of the yoms. Can I get the other? Hayechover kisei avos, yotze omol aleichok. Yotze omol aleichok means a person that works just for the sense, because he needs to work. It's a sense of accomplishment. Okay, that's man's, part of man's weakness. So man isn't really, most people think of man as a pleasure-seeking creature. Not so simple. If you look at the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you see they look for pain. They look for pain. Yotzer Avol Alechot means just a sense of satisfaction for working. Unfortunately, that's what most people's lives are. I mean, people, if they don't work, they come into psychological problems. Work is the best thing. It's painful, but then he has the relaxation and he has the right to say, I deserve rest. That's Yotzer Amal Alechot. The person is not in Torah, that's his life. His life is pain, and then he has the pleasure. If he tries to get out of that, like if he becomes wealthy, and somehow or other he becomes one of those fortunates, then he gets into serious psychological problems, because he doesn't have that satisfaction anymore, and the person can't give himself pain, so therefore, intentionally, without some kind of justification, so then he gets into problems. But at any rate, let me get back to the point. The point is that Chazal don't seem to endorse the pleasure, while they endorse other pleasures, okay, they don't endorse the pleasure of the sexual. It seems to be that way. That's the way he said, and he's right. I agree that he's right. Question is, why? Okay, so the Chazal seem to look at the pleasure of, they don't answer the pleasure of sex, but they look at it as, so to speak, like a necessary evil. In other words, what? In other words, it's something which the Yadis does not want a person to do something worse. In other words, that's what Rambam says. Chazal say, Kol ma she'adam rotza lasos bishta osa. So why? Because he shouldn't be over avera. What do Chazal say? Gemara says that one of the Amoraim had a terrible wife. So they said, why don't you divorce her? Matzilenu min avera means to say that the hanoas tashmish is matzil from avera. Otherwise, person do something worse. So it seems the way Chazal look at the sexual pleasure, not as something that one should engage in a positive way like other pleasures like yayin, but On the contrary, a person should not be frustrated, because then he'll do a vera, be worse. So the halacha always tried to give a person satisfaction within the realm of heter, so he shouldn't be over issa in that area. But it's not the same kind, that's why it didn't answer it. You see, it didn't answer it, but it doesn't have the same view towards that hanah as it does towards other hanahs, where it actually endorses the hanah. That person, nothing wrong, person enjoying life. Kosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created the Bar Nefashas Rabbis Vechesrin and Al Kol Masha Bara. Taisha says it means he created nice fruits and different things. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just want us to subsist on a meager type of diet, so all you need basically is wheat, maybe milk, and certain citrus fruits, and you'd have nutritionally you'd have everything you need. Okay, you'd have the protein, the carbohydrates, you have the fats, you'd have the calcium, you'd have everything you need. So you don't need too much food really in order to have the basic nutrition. But you see that the world is not created that way. God created the world in a way that you have many enjoyable different flavors and types of fruits, and that was definitely part. It's not an accident. Biologically, a fruit is an accident. Biologically, a fruit is an accident. A fruit is a seed, basically. But Yadus maintains that it's not an accident that the seed has something attached to it that also gives man pleasure. That was part of the Chachmas Hashem in creating the Bria, that should be that way for man. That's for man. That's the bracha. Kol Masha Baruch Nefesh Kol Chai. So it means even more than the necessity. Yeah. Okay. So the Rambam talks about this question in the Pirush Mishnayos. And what he called a long Pirush Mishnayos here about this area. The Pirush Mishnayos is in Sanhedrin Perek Shvi, on the Dibra Maskal Abola Zochav Ala Behema Vaisha Mevil. It's a Mishnah. Nundal. Okay. So the Rambam, I'm just going to get to the harder things, a big Rambam there. But this problem he deals with in like one paragraph. He says like this. He talks about all the arayas here. I mean, he talks about the various things. Mutter la'odom lovo alishto, a person can live with his wife shalo kedarkov, a derech evorin, o eich sheyirtza. Anyway, one. That's a lot. Kach leisa tshuva echad hachachamim le'ish osher she'olosa o'kach. So one woman asked one of the hachamim that she came to one of the hachamim. She said that her husband lived with her, had anal sex with her. So amala atari tircholo. That's it. It's mutter. So the Ram says ukvar rotza echad hachachamim le'kvoa sheyesh bozem min agnai. In other words, to engage in sexuality like the Hamon does for Taiva and do the various elaborations of the sexual act. Kigon Mashis Kano, like we mentioned, Mishkav Hofuch. V'nishuk makomos misuyomen beguf v'kayotze bozeh. Okay, so he wanted to aser it. Okay, limit it just to the sexual act. V'amro cholkim alav v'chachomim amrim no kol ma she'odom rotze lasos bishto osa upsak ha'talmud bozeh halacha kechachomim. So the Gemara paskin that the law is like a chomim, and basically there are no restrictions between a man with his wife. Aval, the Rambam says, Aval Pisha calls them Mutter Kemosha Marnu Hachasidim Atzenuim. I'm reading from the Kapach's translation. That's not Misrachakim Nikola Dvorim Habehemian. Ha'ela. He says the Chasidim Atzenuim, people that are truly perfected, they keep away from all these things. Umeganim Osam. Okay, and they degrade them. Umaganim es osom asomim kol machshavtom umaavoyom inyonim elo. And they degrade those people that is their, essentially what their mind is involved in. Lefi, shekivon shenizbarer, shematorat hamishgol, hi kinum hamin, lo ha'anor b'vad. Interesting. He says that the purpose of the sexual act is really the kinum hamin. Okay, not just enjoyment. V'lo nitno ha'anor b'kach ele kedei lo'orer es ba'le ha'chayim el ha'matoro ha'ikris shehu ha'modas hazera. So he says that the only reason that the animal kingdom, I mean, this way the same as the animal kingdom, that we have this desire, and the purpose of this desire is the sexual act is only for procreation. Okay? Because that's the only objective, the only reason why we have this desire is in order to have a kimanin. He said like this, V'ilu hoiso hamatoro hatainug, if the objective was enjoyment, he says, ki oz hoiso mamshicho hanor, then the enjoyment would continue. He says, kolz man sheyirtze ha'odom lehanos. As long as a person wanted the enjoyment, he would be able to be mamshich the enjoyment. What does he mean by that? Well, someone say, they not davar kain, it's not so. Ulefichach, matoras ha-chasidim hi matoras ha-teva bovad. The objective of a chasidim is only the objective of nature. Va'achachomim mishabchim ezeh, u'mechabevin oso, v'korin l'mi she-matoroso kain, Mekadesh Atzmo B'Shas Tashmish. He says the Chachamim praise such an individual, and they call such an individual whose objective is totally Kiyum Amin, so they say he's considered Mekadesh Atzmo B'Shas Tashmish. V'hushi Yischavein Liflot Ha'odef Bovad V'omru Shezem Mimashe Mosef B'bonim Tahiro Precious V'yosha Midos. Okay? All right. So it means to say that he expels the extra enjoyment, and he says that this type of a person causes his children to have these midos of Tyra and Precious and good midos. Ukvar higdilu b'shevach echad ha'chachonim, the Chazal talk about the praise of one of the chachamim, sho'islo isha sheyesh bo mumim yikorim ugluyim v'hula yodabakach. His wife had blemishes that were obvious, and he didn't even know about it. Mipnei she'machshavto hoiso asuko b'mashe mis'askin bo ha'chasidim ha'tahorim, u'b'shor she'hu nitzrach lo ein mataroso ala mataros ha'teve b'chochmo ha'olokis. Ve'ein ze sosa l'mashe kodam b'omrom kol mashe adam rotza lasos bishto osa. He says, this is no contradiction. I don't want you to think there's a contradiction to what we said before, that we paskin kol ma she'odam rotza lasos bishto osa. It seems to be a contradiction. And here we're saying no, on the contrary, that a person who is perfected should restrict his enjoyment in this area. He says, there's no contradiction. Why? Refi she'darkei ha'osa v'amuter zulas darkei ha'meguna v'arotzei v'ahav. He says, because isa v'heta is not a barometer for perfection. That which is also is imperfection, but that which is mutter is not perfection. Not necessarily perfection. Okay? There's also and mutter, that's the halachic system, but then there's a system of perfection which is not commensurate with the system of Vitzvahatr. So there are certain things that are mutter, there's no isser, but it doesn't mean that everything that is mutter is rotzui va'ohuv. Rotzui va'ohuv means something that God considers to be a good thing. He considers to be the good. It's okay. That's Ratzi and Ohov. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not everything that's mutter. Okay, that's a separate system. That's a system of perfection where the Torah didn't legislate. The Torah left it open because man has to strive on his own. It has to be an area where man strives on his own for perfection. Halacha can't just make a person perfect. Okay, can't have a halacha system like that. Okay. So he says, "Ve'eich tzorach linkot b'derech atzniyus v'aflogo b'prish." Okay, right. Same thing. I mean, you know, that's a different thing, a different kind of institution. Okay, that's basically the Ramban's kedosh and tiyur. That's the mitzvah kedosh and tiyur. Separate thing. Separate. It's not a halachic thing. It's perfection. Okay. So now, you see. So the Rambam gives the answer to this question. That was Levi's question. All right. What is the answer? I mean, what does the Rambam mean? What does it mean? So what? So what? But it's enjoyment there. The Ramsilius. Ram says that you can tell from the nature of the enjoyment what the objective was. In other words, like we mentioned before, that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, gave man the ability to make yayin, and different fruits, varieties, without a shear, I mean, all these different things, you see clearly that it's God's will that man should be able to enjoy these things. These things were made from man's enjoyment, man's pleasure, and that's why Yerushalmi says, if a person is an ascetic and says, I'm not going to enjoy it, he's also looking at din. It's as if he's denying what God, he's a kafir tov, basically. God gave him the enjoyment, doesn't want to take it. That's a kafir tov. There's also another kind of a vera. Or the nazir. The nazir is a chotashir shetzir atzma min ayin. But the Rambam says, with the sexual, is different. Of course, in the sexual, the fact that the pleasure ceases the moment the act is over, instantaneous cessation, shows you that the purpose of this enjoyment is only for procreation. Because if it were for enjoyment, it wouldn't be structured in such a way. There would not be an abrupt cessation of the enjoyment. You see, it would be an enjoyment. See what the Ram says? Ram says, like, he says, Haisa ki oz haisa mam shichoha noa kol zman sheyetzo adam lehana. What does he mean? He means it would be more under his control. It's not under his control. The fact that it's not under his control shows you that it's not a hanoa that was muscle of ne'odam l'shem hanoa. Okay? It has an objective. So therefore, what the Rambam is saying, so you'll tell me, so what? What's the answer? The answer is perfection is when a person lives his life in line with the scheme of nature. That's the scheme of nature, is the scheme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's his scheme, it's his teva. So therefore, the scheme of teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, a perfected person lives in line with that scheme. So therefore, to indulge in the sexual for the purpose of enjoyment is really means you're not in line with the scheme of creation. That's an imperfection. The perfected person always looks to be in line with reality that God created. That's a special kind of enjoyment that a perfected person has. It's a different kind of concept, that he lives in line with reality. So therefore, it turns out that the sexual pleasures are different, viewed differently than other pleasures. It's an interesting thing. It's not also, because it can't be also, because on the contrary, if a person will be also from all these things, so legal death there will be worse, be much worse. But for instance, I'll give you an example, Ram mentions before, let's say for instance, homosexuality among women, okay? So the Torah answered it, I mentioned before. So the chen osa maisa maguna kora ben anoshim sheshoch vo zu azu. That's lesbianism. Hu maisa mesuav, aval ein ba'onish, lo min ha-Torah v'lo min ha-Rabbanan. Ve'ein shumachas mehen nikras nikra zona, ve'ein o'aseres al-baila, ve'ein o'aseres l'koin. V'zeshu koron oso chachomim noshim ha-mesol lo zu bazu. V'hu nigzar min mislo shehu ha-derach. The afa pi she'im bo ze onesh, kivamonu maisa ze meklal tovos ha-mitzriyim, v'amru b'feresh ma'aseh eretz Mitzrayim, ma'al yosin. Ish nosa ish, ish nosa sunosa isha. Okay? The ish nisa slishne anashim. Fine. So what does Ram say? So the Ram says that even though there's no isser, there's no isser. Halacha over there it's even more basically. Over there it's intrinsically considered a maisa maguna, but the halacha could not aser it because there's no maisa. Halacha requires a maisa, yeah. So by an ish, there's an isser. By an isha l'shnei anashim, there's an isser, because it involves a maisa bia. But by nashim, there's no maisa, it's not a maisa. So there can't be any halachic formula for it. But nevertheless, the maisa is a maisa maguna. Which means to say that why? Because the institution of procreation is the sole purpose of the sexual enjoyment. That's the same exact thing. Okay? That's what the Rambam... Lesbianism is maguna. But to indulge you to have sex with a wife is not maguna, because then it's a vehicle of procreation. Okay? Yeah, I want you to understand something. You see, and that's what I think I want to mention this, that they always ask the question, and here's the answer, basically. The question is, in today's world, you know, you have the gay society, okay? Homosexual society. The word gay is not homosexual society. They don't want to be called homosexual society. So, but in that society, they always ask, so what is the reason why it's prohibited? What's the reason why it's prohibited? The answer is precisely what Ram says. Because it's an institution, it's a distortion of that institution, because the enjoyment of sex is only in the world, only exists because of the objective of procreation. Once you take it away from that, then what you're doing is you're distorting nature and you're trying to attain a pleasure which is illegitimate. That's not the purpose of that that pleasure. So it's a distortion. That's a complete distortion of nature. Now, even if a man and a woman live together, you see, and they don't have children, every sexual act doesn't result in children, but people that are older, there still is no issa, there's never an issa. Why? Because, you see, it's still related to the institution of, it still is a part of procreation. Even if it's the affection between the husband and wife, but that's also part of the institution. Anything that's a part of the institution is mutter, you see. But in homosexuality, there is nothing at all that has the objective has nothing to do with the procreation. So that's simply just the self-indulgence, an institution of tithe and self-indulgence. That, according to the Torah, has to be completely outlawed. Okay. So by males, where there's a misa, so the Torah is machayev misa. But by nashim, there's no misa. It couldn't be machayev misa. But it's the same exact maguna. In terms of maguna, there's no difference really. If somebody would ask, why is it that the Torah gave misa for homosexuality among men and not among women? I mean, why is that so? Okay? They won't ask that question, though, because they're happy to see that the men is more severe, because they're feminists. But the truth of the matter is very simple, because the halacha couldn't legislate in the case of women, but in terms of maguna, they're both equally maguna. That's what the Ram says. There's no difference whatsoever, because the Ram says Kamasi as Mitzrayim, and includes the Kamasi as Mitzrayim is homosexuality among men, women, and also Isha Achas is in Nisas, Lishnei Anoshim. Okay, so that you know, and of course, Eishish. So it means to say that all those institutions, which are institutions of where the sexual act becomes used for the sake of taiva, for the sake of taiva alone, it's a distortion of nature, and that's where the Torah is. That's basically what. That's the answer. That's the real answer. Okay, it's not true. I mean, they say that because homosexual is disgusting. I mean, there are plenty of sexual acts between men and women also disgusting. Gemara says that the whole thing. You can look at the whole thing as being disgusting. So why is one thing more disgusting than another? It's not disgusting. It's because the institution is being you're distorting nature, and you're creating an institution purely of enjoyment when that enjoyment was not given for man to enjoy per se, but only as a vehicle. As long as it functions in the realm of man and wife, you see, then it's functioning as a vehicle of procreation. Even indirectly. Even simply the fact that they have affection towards each other, that still is all part of the whole institution. Yad sanctions it and encourages it. Okay? But in the homosexual act, there Yadis must condemn it as an act simply of indulgence, self-indulgence and taiva, and a distortion of man's purpose in his existence. Okay? But even the sexual between man and wife, even that sexual, Chazal never looked at it as something which is intrinsically praiseworthy. On the contrary, they said it should be reduced as much as possible, insofar as the level of the person, based upon the level of the person, okay, should be reduced, whereas other enjoyments they endorsed. Other enjoyments they endorsed, and that's because it is man's mental life should be in line with the chukei ha-teva, the way the teva is constructed, because that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu seder. That's the seder that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created. So that seder is something man must look at that seder and should try to live according to the seder olam. That's his obligation. Okay, certain enjoyments are included in seder olam. Other enjoyments are not. That's basically what the Rambam says. Beautiful animal. Yeah. Onik Shabbos is because the, in other words, the person is going to have the enjoyment, so it should be associated with Kedusha, it should be associated with Shabbos. It isn't enjoyment. Okay? There's no Isser on the enjoyment. The Ram says also, it says Bovat. There's no Isser on the enjoyment, but the enjoyment must be parenthetical. Okay? The enjoyment must be parenthetical, not essential. Okay? You're talking about. I mean, it's hard. It's impossible, basically, to have a performance of a sexual act without any aspect of enjoyment. When Gemara says "domo kilo kofo shed," it means it was like he was forced. But in engaging in it, he was forced. But there has to be some enjoyment, otherwise it's impossible. It's physically impossible. Okay. So as long as there is enjoyment there, so the person should relegate it to Shabbos. Okay, that's it. Basically, in terms of pleasure, you have like this. You have a certain kind of pleasure which is not within the realm of what the Seder HaTeva is. Then you have a pleasure which is in the realm of Seder HaTeva. So that pleasure you can enjoy intrinsically. But then, of course, what the Mesil Shalom says is correct, and his answer is right, that there's still a concept of Kadosh Hashem Atzmach HaMutalach, meaning that a person shouldn't make those enjoyments the essence of his life. Only as something which is an accompaniment of life. I mean, there's such a thing as Chazal. Chazal were very concerned about Chai Olam. That's the essence. Chai Olam, a person's life is terrifying. But Chai Isha is also, and there's also something. It's not God created it. It's something. It's not nothing. Okay? Like Chazal say, what is it? Omer Rav Mtusi Minayach Al Tiyu Kehani Da'avdin Trey Alme. Gemara says. Rav said, don't be like those that lose both worlds. Olam Hazen and Olam Haba. The Gemara says, there's a person that's lomi terush lo v'shma. So that means he's lomi terush lo v'shma. So he's basically missing out on the enjoyments, the physical enjoyments. And he doesn't have olam haba either because his lima is not really worth anything. Okay? So Rebbe said, don't be a fool. That's a fool. At least don't lose both worlds. At least the guy has chai olam. Chai olam is of course the main thing, but he doesn't have chai olam, so chai yishar too. I mean, you can't say Chai Shah is nothing. Chai Olam is, of course, that's the essence of a man's existence. But you can't say that Chai Shah is nothing. I mean, if God created it, it's part of Seder HaTeva. You can't say it's nothing. It is something. Compared to Chai Olam, it's nothing. Okay. But to lose both, not to have either one, that's a shaita. That's what Chazal say. A person's a fool. He loses Chai Olam and loses Chai Shah. I mean, it's not nothing. It's not no existence. Garnished. And it's there's another Chazal that says one of the Chazal had money. So the other one said to him, he said, enjoy it because Misa comes very quickly. Enjoy it. Another Gemara Brachas, Gemara Brachas, Hay Alma Kihilula Damya. Chatov Vechol. So what does it mean? It means to say that it's Chai Yishah. Fine, it's Chai Yishah, but it's also something. Also something. The difference is perspective. I mean, Chazal didn't look at a person who has Chai Yishah that this is a so. No, he has a little extra, but not the essence of life. Not the essence. Problem is the distortion in terms of perspective. That's the key. And for most people, Chai Yishah is Chai Olam. That's the mistake they make. They think the Chai Yishah is Chai Olam. If a person has a little more of this, a little more of that, it's going to make a tremendous difference in life. It doesn't make that much. Someday, a little bit. It's Chai Yishah. But people, the average person is totally gets excited about Chai Yishah as if it were Chai Olam. That's the mistake. It's a good point you're raising there. I'm raising a good point. From the different Chazal, you see two things. First of all, I mean, what the Sifra Shalom says is correct, that it's a means, no question about it. But you see from the other Gemara that the Gemara says you shouldn't lose both worlds, that even if a person just had Chai Yishah, it's also something. In Yadus, you see, the essence of Yadus is the Rav one time said. The Rav one time said a beautiful concept. He said, we say that the with regard to the Yesodia Dust, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only real existence, absolute existence. So the Rav said that everything has to have some kind of an effect. I mean, on us, it has to be. It's not just an abstract philosophy, metaphysical truth, but it also relates to us in terms of our lives. So he says, what the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is absolute existence, what does that have to do with us? I can say that's the way it is. I mean, okay, we have to be so did us. But he says, no. He says, it does have something to do with us. Why? Because it teaches us a concept. The concept is that man, insofar as his goal is concerned, that he emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'afata, he says his goal is to partake of existence insofar as he can. So you see, so that's what Chazal is saying. That even if a person is not a Russia, but if at least he had Chayashay, partook of some kind of existence. It doesn't mean evil. It doesn't mean evil. Evil is not anything. Evil is negative. Evil is a distortion. But a person enjoys life. He has a nice family, nice car, nice house. He enjoys things. He's a mutter. So that's also something. He had Chayashay. You can't compare it to Chai Olam. It's not capable of being compared because the dimensions are so different. One is eternal, one is momentary. I mean, you can't compare it to. But you can't say it's nothing. Okay? And you see, I wanted to bring a raya, and the fact is that what is the worst thing? Like, how do you feel towards a Russia? Most people feel towards it, they hate him, they would kill him, they would torture him. You don't find in Yadda such a kind of a thing. I mean, you find by a god who was the worst Russia, horrible, did horrible things, what Chazal say, grotesque things, but what does Hashem Vayesha say? Oh, that's it. He just killed him. And what's the worst thing we say about a person? A person's really bad. What do we say? He says a terrible thing. What do we say about him? Yimach Shem Avizukhar. What does Yimach Shem Avizukhar mean? It means there shouldn't be anything left of his existence. He's totally non-existent. That's the worst thing. The worst thing is not to partake of existence. So that's what Chazal say, that even if a person, it's true that the Chai Yeshua is a means, essentially should function as a means in the perfected person, but even if a person, Chazal say, even if a person just had Chai Yeshua, he still partook of some kind of existence, as weak as it is, and it still is something, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. So it's something. It's not real existence, but it's some form. He interacted with existence at a certain level. Also something. It's a riot to the Rav's, what the Rav said. The Rav's the concept that the essence of man is really what's the ultimate purpose is to partake of existence. You see, so the closer a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he partakes of real existence. Yeah, all the Hashem sinura and no epit. It says in Tillim, ki mesanacho ad Hashem esna. Those who God hates and who hate God. I mean, I hate them too. So you're right, but it's a different kind of a sinner. It's not a personal sinner. It's a different kind of a sinner. Yeah. No, that's something else. Remember, that's where she said that you shouldn't hate the person. If the person is there again, the Rav said a very good shot. He says because yitamachatoyim in Eretz. She said yitamachatoyim v'lo chotem. So the Rav said, what's the difference? What's the pshat? I mean, well, we don't destroy Russia. I mean, we do destroy Russia. Well, you can't say what kind of item did she get? That what? They should be mispalel that they should do tshuva. Yeah, it's very nice, but the fact is we do kill Rishayim. I mean, us Yashir is because Sus Recharon Layam, that's it. So the Rav said there's a difference in Chatoyim and Chotem. Chotem means a person does a veris. But the person is not essentially evil. Chatoyim means that the whole essence is Russian. That is Anshe Sdom Royim Vachatoyim La Hashem B'mor. It doesn't say Royim Vachotem. Chotem means, yeah, Balavera. Okay, Balavera. So that's what she said. Yitamuchatoyim in Eretz means that if a person is essentially evil, so then you should desire they should be destroyed and removed. But chatan v'lachotem. So she said, these guys in your neighborhood that are bothering you, who says they're chatayim? They're chotem. Chotem is mispal. They should be machzor mutav. Okay, that's the pshat there. I mean, we can't learn any other pshat. Now, you mean to say that the Torah's machayev be every night in certain cases? Yeah. No, the reason is like this. That's because of ona. That's because of ona. In other words, the woman can be mochel. The woman, she can be mochel if she wants. That was the Reb Moshe. He was machmer himself. Didn't want to use the mikvah, his matar mikvah. But his wife was mochel, and then for six years, he was machayev mitzvah. So that's a separate halacha, that you can't be a tzaddik on somebody else's chashbon. If the wife wants bia, she has a certain, she's entitled to it, so then you can't be a tzaddik on her. I mean, if she wants a mach, she's machal. But if she's not, you have a chiyuv. That's it. You enjoy, you don't enjoy. You have to be mechuyav to do it. On the contrary, there's a chiyuv. That's, she has certain rights. Shera ksusma nasalayira. So there's a poter. There's various poters. I mean, there's once in 6 months also.
And that it's in Yudches, Ramban is in Yudches Pasuk Vav. Okay? I don't know whether this is supposed to be on or not.
Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like it's Pasuk Vav. It's like this. He says, Avol kefi asvar yesh binyan sod misodos hayetziro. V'dai says, V'dai, I'm sorry, after that, it's impossible to say, V'dai ki hamishgo dovo meruchot v'nimas batara. Zulosi lekiyam amin. V'asher lo yolid mimenu, who was it? That's what he says. Okay? That's it. This is the exact same thing as Rambam. Rambam, I never realized that. Rambam says it also. The Rambam explains it, you know, a little more lengthy, but the Rambam has it there in one sentence. Okay. All right. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Yeah, he says, Tzorachanim Shiachavim is a steer in his lashon. Tzorachanim Shiachavim Liba V'chom Masav Kulam Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvad. I mean, that's supposed to be the only thing, right? And then he goes through, then he says, V'chein Kishiyochal V'yishted, he goes through the whole thing. Right. Then he says, then he says, Yap says, Lo Yosim Belibo Lasas Dvar Mo'elu Kidei Lehonos Bilvad. So it's a type of a sanctuary. Because it's mashma that he could do because they're lehonos, but it shouldn't be lehonos for bovat. And in the beginning he says, Tzorach lehonos l'shirachav l'imcham masal l'kulam leidas Hashem baruch hu bovat. So it can't be both ways. So that means only exclusive leidas Hashem not fanor. No, he says it shouldn't be exclusive fanor. It's kasher reish l'sefer. Right? Yeah. And then he goes on, Eliyasim alibo sheyochav v'yishtik de lehavros gufo v'evor bovat. Lefichach leyochal kol shechayach misavar kekelav hamar. Ela yochal dvarma mo'ilim leguf in morim in mesukim. It shouldn't matter to him whether the food is tasty or not tasty. You should eat it because it's good. But lo yochal dvarma royim leguf afa pishehein mesukim lechayach. In other words, his achila should not be determined by his physical enjoyment of tastes or satiation, but it should be based upon health completely. Ketzav mishav or. All right, fine. Yeah, isn't it a pasukin? There was a pasukin. It's a pasukin Mishlei. Tzadik ochal asov anafsha. It's a pasuk. It means that a Rasha basically eats because he eats for the enjoyment. He likes to feel full. Or but a tzadik is ochal asov anafsha. It means that his only consideration is that he should have an energy, the proper energy level, to be able to learn. So the eating is not really something that he does to indulge in enjoyments. It's not an entertainment thing. Not entertainment. He eats in order to. What is this? Like a story with the story of Chaim, that he used to eat a roll every morning, breakfast. So then one morning he asked his wife, "Where's the roll?" She said, "You ate it already." So he's unaware of his the fact that he's eating. You know, that's tzadik achol seven asher. But that's what the Rambam's saying. But the steer of the Rambam is that in one case he says that it should be leidas Hashem bilvad, and in the other place he says lo yochal. What is it? Lo yochal. Lo yosim alibo lasas vermelik de lehonos bilvad. All right, so the question was, the two bavats, that's the kasha. When the Rambam says that you should, the Rambam is talking about the primary motivation. In other words, whenever a person does an activity, there's primary motivation, there's secondary motivations. Okay? All right? That's why the Rambam couldn't say, the Rambam could not say, for instance, he says, "Kedei lehonos bovad." What does it mean? Lehonos kedei lehonos bovad. It means there's nothing wrong. We are not against enjoyment. There's nothing wrong with the person having enjoyment, but his primary motivation, in other words, the reason why he engages in the activity, what causes him to engage in the activity, should always be the purpose of getting closer to God. Okay? Of getting closer to God. Leidas Hashem, what's the lesson he uses? Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Bavad. That should be his ultimate his goal, and everything that he does should be related to that, because he knows that that is the only thing in life that is really that gives him a life, gives him his existence a value. So everything he does has to be, that should be what moves him to do the activity. Okay, but it does not mean that he should exclude the hanos. That's also not right. That's also not good. You understand what I mean? That's why he says lo yasem kedei lehanos, which would imply that there should not be, that would imply that's an ascetic, that he can't have any enjoyment. No, because he shouldn't do kedei lehonos bovad, which means to say that his primary motivation should be leidas Hashem. That should be what moves him to do the activity. But the enjoyments that he has enjoyment also. That's not something that he wants to cancel out. To cancel out the enjoyments, I'm an ascetic. That's not der hatara. Then on the contrary, if he tries to, that's like a person that's mafreshats from an ayayin. Alright, so then he's a chayav kapara. Then he's under an emotion, the emotion of the ascetic. That's the emotion of the ascetic. The enjoyment's no good. You see? It's taboo. There's something wrong with enjoying yourself. That's not that there's something wrong with enjoying yourself. What's wrong is to say that this, and based on the whole philosophy of Yadis, to say that this is man, that this is man's activity, his physical pleasure, is a mistake, is wrong. That's not a human activity. In other words, the human being cannot live in a way that he has like an oasis. In other words, so to speak, he learns now, he does this, and now he indulges in taivas. Now's the time for indulging in taiva. See, then it's lehonos bovad. That means there are areas in his life where he cancels out his higher activity, and he allows himself to indulge, and that's lehonos bovad. That's what that means. That is not the proper way. Okay, the proper way is that every activity that he does should be motivated by the true motivation of life for a human being, but there are enjoyments also that God created. Those enjoyments is good. There's nothing wrong with enjoyment. But the primary motivation has to always be for the purpose of the nefesh. Okay, tzadik ochel asavanafsha. The primary motivation, you must never lose sight of the primary motivation, must always be for the nefesh. And how do you determine that? You can determine that by the way he eats. Okay, by the way he does things. If something's mosok lachayech, and he eats it and it's healthy, it's fine. You see, but if he eats something, he eats in a way that's not healthy, then it means already he's being motivated by other goals. You see, he has other goals over there. That's really what the Rambam is. So I was thinking of like the pasuk says, what David Melch said to Shlomo Melch. What do you say? He said, the chazakta v'yisalish. What does it mean, chazakta v'yisalish? What is an ish? I mean, be a man. I mean, I don't know if that expression is. It's an American expression. The chazakta v'yisalish means that a person really should have one goal. It's an interesting statement. I mean, David Melch, he charged him with that message. It was a message that's a message that's kolel. I mean, sometimes you have particular advice, sometimes you have advice that's kolel everything, universal advice. It's kolel Torah Kula. A chazak of isolation. Look at it. That was one man, one thing that he told him that's a universal. Okay? What's the universal? The universal is like this. That our goal in life, what's the whole Yahadis is really teaches you one thing. It teaches you that there is a life, a special life description for an Adam. For an Adam. Okay? And the goal of perfection is to live in accordance with that life. The life that was meant for Adam. Okay, not the life that was meant for Abraham. It's like Aristotle says, most people would rather be animals. So they'd rather live like animals. It's true. That's what they'd rather. I mean, people who are involved in typhus, and they'd be better off than animals. Okay? So an animal's instinctual capacity is far greater than a human's. But the thing is that in Yahadis maintains that there is a certain kind of a life that's roi for an Adam, and the chazakta v'yisalish means it takes a lot of courage for a person to be able to do that, because the emotions of childhood and of youth, shlomo l'chos tov is all that. The emotions of youth drag a person down. They want to keep them in a certain kind of comfortable existence and a certain kind of lifestyle that is based upon the emotions, not based upon what the mind realizes is really the derech hachayim for another. That's what the... it takes a lot of courage to be able to pull yourself out of that kind of those emotions. Those emotions... And basically, everyone in the world, and what we see today, is a perfect example of the derech hachayim that is not of another, what they consider the good life in our society extends all over the world basically, and is really the life that is not the life of another. Is not the life of another. You see, well, that's why you have the Olympics. Why is the Olympics? The Olympics is man excelling at everything that is not man. You see, everything that is essentially not man. That's the contest. There's no Olympic contest for intelligence. So there's you see that the it's everything which is not man. The most trained gymnast looks clumsy compared to a chimpanzee. Means they see this is not the area for man. This is the area for chimpanzee. But this is the area that this becomes the Olympic competition. But this is a part of the whole value system of the society. It's a life that is not man. That's what they're trying to excel in. So that's the chazakta, but the message is a very deep one. I mean, you have to think into it. It's not such a double passion. The message is that there are emotions from childhood. You see, that's why he said to Shlomo Melech when he was a kid, the chazakta v'yisalish means you should have the courage to be able to search out what the life of Adam is. And that life description is one that's very removed from the emotions, the comfortable emotions. In this society, it's like the society caters to a certain kind of emotions. I mean, that are replacements of early childhood experiences, and that becomes the derech hachayim that they think man will be happy in. I mean, man will be happy with that kind of a life, that kind of a lifestyle. It's a very subtle. I want you to. I mean, it's a subtle point. I'm not going into too much. I mean, you'll think it to yourself. It's there's a certain kind of what people imagine. I would say that the general picture that's given. It's an interesting thing that these things are in the back of people's minds. You know, when they think of what a person has, every time you have a play or a movie or. Literature, where they depict the ideas, the good things in life, all those things are nothing more than having a nice home and all these things that people think that's the good life are really replacements for infantile enjoyments. And it takes tremendous courage for a person to first of all to realize what the proper life is, the proper lifestyle for an Adam. It takes chokhmah to understand it. And it takes tremendous courage to remove yourself from those emotions and live according to that life description. That's the chazakta v'yisalish. It means you live like the life that a man is supposed to live, a human being is supposed to live. And it takes a lot of courage to remove yourself from those comforting emotions, the replacement emotions. It's a whole, I'm not going to have to, you know, too much now, but I mean, you think I understand what I mean. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, no, I guess. See, the Ram's like this. The Ram says, yeah, and he's right. Okay. Maybe we can do it. He's like this. What's the difference between the sexual pleasures and the other pleasures? We mentioned last time about the Rama. So you'll notice like this. Like, let's say, for instance, he includes the chen kishe yochal v'yishte v'yivo lo yosin belibo lasos dvar moelu kidei lehonos bovad. Okay? Ad shenimtsa sheinoch v'shose alaham mosok l'chayich. So it comes that he restricts himself only to sweet things. That's wrong, the Rambam says. Doesn't mean he can't eat sweet things, but he can't enjoy the sweetness. Doesn't mean that. But if he restricts himself to sweet things, then you see that his whole purpose in eating is what? Is for pleasure. The yivo kidei lehanos includes bila too. But it's interesting, when it comes back to when it comes back to bia, he says like this: the chen kishe yivo lo yivo lele kidei lahavros gufo ukidei lakayim es azera. All right. So yeah. So he says like this. So he says. So over there he says by bio, he says the benefit, either he's doing it for the chiyuv of what do you call it, of l'kayim ezera, or else it's derech refua. In other words, what he's saying is that by bio, apparently it could be either for derech refua, or it could be, right, okay, but the other things he could also, he doesn't mention anything about the hana over there. By bia, the other things apparently he can enjoy as an auxiliary enjoyment. He can have an auxiliary enjoyment. He could have an auxiliary purpose of enjoyment. But by bia, it's only for lahavros gufo. That's the only thing which is outside of the mitzvahs. That's the benefit. The Rambam over here is not differentiating between that's not his purpose here. That's not his purpose. His purpose is simply primary motivation. In other words, but there is such a thing as psychological enjoyment, like C.S. Yayin. What's C.S. Yayin? C.S. Yayin is intoxicating. I mean, so it's a psychological enjoyment. So apparently the Torah holds that if a person does not enjoy to have a little drink of wine, a certain type of relaxation, that's also wrong. So that's psychological enjoyment. But I mean, that difference we made last time. The Ram's not talking about that. The Ram's just talking about primary motivation over here. He's not talking about the question of yayin or difference in yayin and beer. Not like that. Okay. Every Ram does talk about every topic. I mean, it's not his purpose of it. It's not his purpose of it is that there's two kinds of motivations. There's a primary motivation and a secondary motivation. He's only talking about the primary motivation. Okay. That's a different point. He makes that point elsewhere. I mean, you can't expect the Ram writes about that in the beginning of the Mora. You can't expect the Chacham to take up every point in every single discussion. It doesn't make sense. Okay. The concept of being an ish means, like we said, to be able to live according to a different life description. I mean, just to elaborate a little more on that, like the concept of some people are looking like for the natural life of man. The natural life of man is Chachma. That's natural. Man's natural environment, the archaeologists, you know, they look for the natural environment of man in the woods or in the jungles. But the natural environment for man is really in Chochmah. That's his natural environment. That's natural. That's the concept of the life of Ish. But B'nai Aliyah is different. Risi B'nai Aliyah, V'nehem Mu'atim. B'nai Aliyah means people that live, that they're unaffected completely by psychological reality. In other words, they do nothing because of the need of psychological support. like other people's approval, recognition. Benalia means that they live in a different world. They live like as if it's just the Borei Olam and themselves. That's it. There's nothing, they don't notice anything else. That's Benalia. That's a different level of it. That's Reis Benalia in Ayn Martin. And that you're not going to find. And a person whose total satisfaction should revolve around, what does Gemara say? Gemara says, Mara Rabach is, should be Kekavit Shemayim. Right? So Gemara says, how's it possible? So Gemara says, yeah, because you see that the people are more concerned about other people than God, and the person doesn't have verses, halavai shalai or any other. So that means that's psychological. That's the average person. The psychological support is more important. We must have it. You see, B'nai Ali is a person that's above that. He does not care. Doesn't he? His reality is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different kind of that's a rare person. So that's different. Okay. Yeah, that's the whole story. In the Myra. I mean, when he came out of the Myra, he saw a guy farming land. But it was crazy. That's impossible. It means to say that there's no. Well, how could you live in the world? The person is completely away from reality, from the ultimate reality. That's a different kind of level. What the Gemara means is that a person could reach such a level of greatness, he's so far removed that he can't really help society too much because there's no identification anymore. There's no interrelationship. They can't do anything. So that's what the Gemara means. A person could be that way. But I mean, but you see, what? I mean, that was really, I mean, what is that? That was really why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take the job. Because he wanted to stay in that world, basically. He had to pull himself out of it in order to relate to people. That was a very painful thing. He didn't want to do that. So he was able to do it.
He was able to do it.
Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu? What it means, somebody asked me about the Chazal that says the Davin Amal Sobe Nevuah, that you have Shlomo from Bathsheba, that's why it's Chote. What it means is there are certain people that are superior individuals. They are, in fact, superior individuals. Like the Rambam says in the beginning of Pirush Mishnayos, that the world was created for that one Chacham that comes years later, and that whole civilization was there for that one Chacham to come and rest over there by the side of the wall and be able to think. So it is true, in fact, that's true, we believe that. It is true that that there are some people that are superior individuals, and everything really is so that they should be able to function. And the one person like that is keneged kol ha'am. Like it comes in motion. Moshe Aaron is keneged kol Yisrael. It means, and that's why I spoke about last time in Vayechi. All those brachos was what is it? Was af gamu yelam gamu da ulam ochiva. Who's more goyim? Yeshua ben Nun. One person. But that's really what, for that person, that was the whole bracha. Not for a lot of people. It's one person. And all the brachas in Vayechi, also. That's Shimshon. All individuals. Those individuals really are the purpose of the whole Lam. That's the whole Lam finds a key in these people. These rare individuals. So these rare individuals, that's really the purpose of everybody else, basically. The Rambam says. I mean, it's something it's not too popular to say that, but that's the Rambam says it quite clearly. So now the question is: let's say one of those rare individuals knows that he is that individual. You see, so therefore it comes out that Bathsheba's purpose was for David. So David knew it. That's a Chazal mean. He knew that, and he knew he was that person. So that's why he did it, basically. Because he felt that's a just thing. You see, it makes sense. It's logical. It's just. That's the whole purpose of that was really, Bathsheba was for him. That was a purpose in life. Not to be, Ashes or Yachiti. That wasn't a purpose. Okay? So he knew that fact. He knew that. He saw it in a Nevuah. What does he saw? Whatever it means. But he knew it. Okay? What kind of Nevuah? I don't know. But he did know that that's true. That's why he went ahead and did it. But the Navi reprimanded him, because the Navi's reprimand was, even though if a person should have access to such kind of knowledge, he has no right, I'll begin to act according to it. That's it. That's something that the Rebbeinu Shlomo could bring about, but he can't bring it about. He has no right to do it. That was really the criticism of Nasan Anavi. That's what Nasan Anavi said. That's why Nasan Anavi gave him the mushal. What would you think of such a person? It means, never mind to give excuses that this rich guy has all kinds of reasons, doesn't matter. But the fact is he has al-pidin, he has no right to act according to any, with any, there's no excuse. So he said, Atoish, you did the exact same thing. What are you going to say? Because you know, b'nevuah, that's not a teretz. B'nevuah, that's only, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it about, but you have no right to bring it about. That's what Chazal mean when they say that he saw in the Vua that Shlomo Melech was going to, was going to come from that Ziva, that union, that Ziva. Okay? That's the
truth.
Okay, your Ramah mentions that the Medrash says that? The Chazal, they took an unripe fruit.
Yeah, like an unripe fruit.
That means to say only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could determine when the right time is. But even if you should have access to such knowledge, which he did, you can't act on that knowledge. Yeah. That's like Bada Kapshach Mona Lomalach. Same idea. But yeah, there's another consideration, a halachic consideration. A halachic consideration, no problem. But there's the ethical consideration. The halacha, you can do things up here, halacha. Those are Ram saying, remember the Ram and Pirish Mishnayas? Not everything that's mutter is Dover HaMavukesh or Dover HaOhr. HaOhr VaMutter are two different things. Mutter do a lot of things. Doesn't mean that's the right thing to do. So the Chil Hashem is even with regard to Midas. That's why a Talmud Chacham who doesn't pay his bill on time, he's Mechalash Neshamai. Well, he didn't do anything wrong, Alpi Din, but Alpi Midas is wrong. Alpi Midas, why should he wait for the money? Is that right? It's not right. You got your food ready, you just pay him right away. Okay? So Midas is also important. It's not just Halacha. The Gemara says there was no Halachic violation because it's a Getla Mafreya.
Right.
That's a different thing, Halachically. But now there's Alpi Midos. That's the question.